Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After another snow day in federal court, jury selection resumes today in the trial of accused Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. At the same time, defense attorneys are once again asking the Federal Court of Appeals to stop jury selection and order the judge in the case, George O'Toole, to move the trial. The defense claims that the questionnaires filled out by the pool of prospective jurors indicate Tsarnaev cannot get a fair trial in Eastern Mass. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, the judge has been ignoring Tsarnaev's most recent motion asking for a change of venue.
"We've been moving a little bit more slowly, but I'm not discouraged by that at all," Judge George O'Toole announced last week, on the day the jury that did not yet exist was once supposed to hear opening arguments. Of the individual questioning of prospective witnesses, now up to 114, O'Toole added, "Progress isn't always measured by how long it takes to get a result." He's been at it for 9 days, at a far slower pace than he expected, though he now says he may have a jury by the end of next week.
"Being a judge, as the saying goes, means never having to say you're sorry."
Attorney, legal analyst, and civil libertarian Harvey Silverglate, who thinks the trial should be moved, says O'Toole was aiming at the defense when he expressed such satisfaction with jury selection.
"I think he's sending a message to the defense that he will not revisit the jury venue issue, and sending a message to the news media and the public that he was right all along and he is going to proceed as if he were right all along."
Before its latest appeal, filed last night, the defense waited nearly 2 weeks for the judge's response to its boldest motion yet to move the trial elsewhere. It cited questionnaires filled out by 1,371 prospective jurors. The defense analysis indicates that 68% of the jury pool already believes that Tsarnaev is guilty, and 69% have identified a connection or allegiance to people, places, or events at issue in the case. But the judge has not responded, either in writing or from the bench.
"It is not unusual for a trial judge to hold a motion for change of venue in abeyance, meaning they don't rule on it,"
says Greg Hurley. He's an analyst at the Center for Jury Studies at the National Center for State Courts. From the start, Judge O'Toole has expressed confidence he can find a fair and impartial jury. He quickly dismissed the second defense motion that argued he could not, saying he was more confident than ever that he could. Following the third motion, the judge has said nothing. Again, Greg Hurley.
"And what typically judges are doing when they do that is they intend to try and pick a jury, and if they're unable to find enough fair and impartial jurors, they will grant the motion. However, if they are able to pick a jury, they go ahead and deny it."
There is nothing that says Judge O'Toole must rule on the defense motion. And if he continues to go forward with jury selection, he may be able to say that since he's formed a jury that is fair-minded and neutral, the motion to move the trial no longer matters. It's now moot.
"This judge, like other judges, has made up his mind he's going to get a jury there. So he'll go a month if he has to,"
says retired state judge Robert Barton, who, like O'Toole, once sat in Superior Court. He speculates that O'Toole has dug in his heels.
"And that's human nature, too. He's already denied the motion twice. He says, I can get a jury out of this group. And he'll be damned if it's going to be otherwise."
Judge Barton also thinks the trial should be moved. In 3 highly publicized murder cases he presided over, he went outside his district, twice going from Lowell to Springfield to find a jury.
"You know, that's the only way a person gets a fair trial, if there aren't any preconceived opinions on guilt or innocence."
But in its opposition to that defense motion filed 2 weeks ago, the government claims fair and impartial jurors are as likely to be found in eastern Massachusetts as anywhere else. And of 68% of prospective jurors who said they believed Tsarnaev to be guilty, a full 60% of them said they could set aside their presumption and decide the case on the evidence. Former federal prosecutor Brian Kelly, now with the firm of Peabody Nixon.
A fair and impartial jury doesn't mean a jury who is ignorant of the facts. That is, as long as they can be fair and impartial in applying the law as the judge gives it to them, to the facts as they hear it in the courtroom, then they are eligible to serve.
The longer the process of selecting a jury goes on, the more likely it is that Judge O'Toole will find a jury that he deems qualified to serve. And, says Greg Hurley of the Center for Jury Studies,
provided that they are able to pick a jury, I would certainly expect that the change of venue motion is denied.
That's why attorney and legal analyst Harvey Silverglate and others predicted the defense would return to the appeals court, as it now has, to have it order O'Toole to act before he picks a jury.
There's now a factual record showing that a fair trial is not possible here in Boston.
By that, Silverglate means those statistics about the prospective jury's presumption of Tsarnaev's guilt and the extent of their personal connections to the Marathon bombings. In its latest petition to the appeals court filed last night, the defense calls those the emerging facts in the case. Appeals courts give trial judges a huge amount of deference in their decisions to seat jurors and deny a change of venue. Rarely is a federal trial moved because of prejudice. So the defense is seeking an extraordinary order to stop a local trial from starting, with the jury now being selected. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri from the Federal Courthouse.